it's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's Halloween, and we'll delve into the history of one of the country's most popular holidays.
First, a new Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report is looking at where the major party presidential candidates stand on various issues that affect us here in Wisconsin. Everything from dairy industry issues to programs for senior citizens.
Jason Stein joins us now to tell us more about each campaign's response. He covers state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back.
Hi, Veronica. Good to be here.
Well, the Journal Sentinel posed questions to the Clinton campaign and the Trump campaign that were looking at mostly regional issues here in Wisconsin that you felt weren't necessarily being covered thoroughly by national media. Can you tell us broadly what were some of those questions?
Right. So I looked at things like the senior care prescription drug program, which is really unique to Wisconsin, the Great Lakes, the dairy industry, manufacturing, things that wouldn't be covered at all by national media or might not be covered in as much depth.
And did anything surprise you that you found out?
Yeah, a couple things. One with each candidate. One, in the case of senior care, when she was a Democratic presidential primary candidate here in Wisconsin in 2008, Hillary Clinton said that she would support renewing the federal waiver for the senior care program, which is a Wisconsin-level alternative to Medicare Part D prescription drug program for seniors. Only Wisconsin has a program like this. This time around, she praised the aspects of senior care but hedged on whether she would continue that program when it comes up for renewal in 2018. And then there was something on the Trump side related to taxes.
All right. Well, let's dig into some of those things you mentioned there, starting with the milk income loss contractor. I guess it's known as MILC. Can you first tell us what that is and how responses have varied over different political cycles?
Sure. I mean, one thing that's been interesting is in the past that program, or just in general dairy subsidies, you saw candidates really being willing to talk to the dairy industry in the state and talk about subsidies. You had George W. Bush come to Northwest Wisconsin in 2004 to really announce this program called the Milk Income Loss program, that he would extend it, and that was something that delivered a lot of money into Wisconsin's dairy program. You know, this time around, neither candidate would commit to renewing the successor to the MILC, which is this called the Dairy Margin Protection Program.
So in terms of dairy policy in general, did you learn anything there?
You know, I mean, I think one thing, one sort of takeaway is that I think politicians seem to play a little bit less, today at least, this version of, promising certain federal funds to certain regions of the country or certain industries. At least that, I think, has become more problematic in politics today than it might have been, you know, say in 2004. It's hard to imagine at least a Republican candidate making the sort of commitment that President Bush made in 2004.
And let's go back and look at senior care, which you mentioned earlier was a surprise for you. This is a prescription drug program for seniors in the state, and that Hillary Clinton would not firmly say she was on board with that again for the future. What did you find out for Donald Trump?
Right. So in that case, Donald Trump as well did not commit to renewing it. A little different in that other Democratic candidates like President Obama have committed to renewing that in the past. One thing that surprised me about the Trump campaign was they said that they cited something on their website saying that a Wisconsin family of roughly median income, or a family with income roughly the median in Wisconsin, could see a 35% tax decrease under his plan. That seemed very large to me, and when I looked into it, I found at least one academic who felt that it could be far less than that in practice for families with two kids.
We're talking with Jason Stein right now. He covers state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we're looking in specific at Wisconsin-focused questions that the Journal Sentinel posed to both Hillary Clinton's campaign and Donald Trump's. And let's get into taxes, because that is an area a policy area where both candidates have had quite a lot to say. You were looking there at Donald Trump. Flesh that out for us. What did Donald Trump say about how his tax plan would affect Wisconsin?
Right. I mean, again, essentially, what his campaign has said on their website is that there would be a 35% tax cut for a family making $50,000 a year, two kids, and $8,000 a year in child care expenses. One academic at New York University, who tax attorney who formerly worked in the Obama administration, did a similar analysis and said that in reality, there would be less than a 1% tax decrease for that family. And what she argues is that the Trump campaign is not fully taking into account how much their own changes to deductions for family members, whether it's head of household, child tax credit, child tax deductions, those things will play out for families in the real world when it comes time to file.
And what did you find out about the Clinton camp and what her plan would do for Wisconsin families when it came to taxes?
Right. I mean, the Clinton campaign camp is a little easier to summarize their tax plan, because essentially her plan involves raising a variety of taxes that would impact upper income earners. So, you know, there's one change that would affect income earners above $1 million, another one that would affect individuals making more than $3 million in a year, and she has argued that at least in theory her plans would not impact people below $250,000 of income in a year. So it's a little easier to summarize that. Obviously, Republicans are going to argue that by having an effect on the economy, you know, there could be some sort of fallout for families that are below that income level.
And in terms of the cost inferred by each of the tax plans, what do we know?
Right now, nonpartisan organizations like the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget have said that Hillary Clinton's plan would add $200 billion to the deficit over 10 years, which might sound like a lot to your listeners. Obviously, the federal government does, however, spend and take in a lot of money. They've said that Donald Trump's plan, mainly because it involves the largest tax cut of any presidential candidate in this cycle, would impact by trillions of dollars, an increase to the federal debt, they say, on the order of $5 trillion.
Now, transportation funding has been a really hot topic here in Wisconsin. It's not just an issue in Wisconsin. It's an issue nationally, but here in Wisconsin, it's of great interest. So what did you find out about what the candidates would say about roads and infrastructure?
Right. We asked them specifically something that in Wisconsin you see state leaders sometimes talk about putting in place tolling. It's not necessarily something that would be popular, but it would be a way of raising more money to fill a shortfall in our state transportation fund without having to raise taxes or cut road projects. The issue there is that for most situations, you would need federal approval of Congress and the president to institute tolling lanes. So I asked both presidential candidates if they'd be willing to sign off on that, and not surprisingly, perhaps, both of them ducked it.
And Jason, you've been following this presidential campaign, covering parts of it. How resonant do you think these specific policy issues are to voters in Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, I can just say at a personal level that in some ways it seems more futile to me as a reporter to write about these issues. People's passions seem so inflamed this election cycle that in some ways it doesn't feel like anyone is going to change their vote or have their vote affected by anything I write. On the other hand, I do think that, you know, one way or another, one of these two candidates is going to become president, and I think it is worthwhile trying to nail him or her down on as many of these issues that affect our readers and our residents of the state as we can while the election is still going on.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Oh, thanks, Veronica.
That was Jason Stein, state politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.